AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Hurricane Ian is taking aim at his state.
I think the landfall is still Levy County. The impacts are going to be much, much broader than that. Of course, that track is still uncertain. It could absolutely wobble.
Ian is gaining strength in the Gulf of Mexico. Now it's in western Cuba. Monica Tisak is getting her house prepared in Fort Myers Beach, Florida.
We've been through Charlie and Wilma and Irma. And so, I mean, we're preparing for the worst, but hoping for the best.
Tampa and St. Petersburg appear to be among the most likely targets for their first direct hit by a major hurricane since 1921. Canada's defense minister says 100 soldiers have been deployed to each of the three Atlantic provinces hit by former Hurricane Fiona. At least one person there has died. President Vladimir Putin has granted Russian citizenship to former U.S. security contractor Edward Snowden. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
Putin signed a decree making Snowden and 74 other foreign nationals Russian citizens. Snowden has been living in Russia since 2013 to escape prosecution in the U.S. The former National Security Agency contractor leaked classified documents detailing government surveillance programs. He was granted permanent residency in Russia 2 years ago and said at the time he planned to apply for Russian citizenship, though without renouncing his U.S. citizenship. I'm Ben Thomas.
A source tells the AP more than $12 billion in Ukraine-related aid will be included as part of a stopgap spending bill that would fund the federal government through mid-December. Pfizer is asking regulators to expand use of its updated coronavirus booster shot to kids ages 5 to 11. The British currency has taken a plunge, sliding against the U.S. dollar to touch an all-time low. Financial markets are alarmed by new Prime Minister Liz Truss's emergency budget measures. On Wall Street, stocks are lower, putting major indexes deeper into a slump. This is AP News. Iranian forces have struck Kurdish groups based in Iraq.
A semi-official news agency in Iran says the powerful Revolutionary Guard has used drone strikes and artillery to target what Tehran says are bases of Iranian Kurdish separatists in northern Iraq. It's the second such cross-border assault since the weekend, at a time when Iran is convulsed with protests over the death of a 22-year-old Iranian Kurdish woman detained by the nation's morality police. The agency adds the guards' attacks were in response for the support the separatists have allegedly provided for the unrest inside Iran, as well as their attempts to smuggle in weapons. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rescuers recovered 17 more bodies from a boat that capsized while carrying more than 100 Hindu pilgrims in northern Bangladesh, raising the confirmed death toll to 41. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.